shark, the lion teeth, the royal tick. Yeah. We'll give what we can, don't we? Always trying our best. Cha-la-la, cha-la-la, cha-la-la. Verbal conflict is a waste of word. Physical conflict is a waste of flesh. People will always be who they want, and that's what really makes the world go round. Unconditional love is scarce. Now and forevermore. So I live my life, oh, come on, yeah, come on now, I say, you've always been there for me, so I'll be there for you, come on, yeah, so come on now, God bless your eyes and may your days be long, may you rise on the morning when his kingdom come. Good deeds aren't remembered in the hearts of men. God bless your eyes and may your dreams come true. May you rise on the morning when his kingdom comes. Good deeds aren't remembered in the hearts of men.
Well, greetings, you know, greetings and love, sisters and brothers, greetings, dear sisters and brothers of the human family, sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, October the 12th, 2014. Brother Damian Junior Gong Marley says, you've always been there for me, brother, mother, sister, so I'll be there for you. You've always had faith in me, sisters and brothers, so I will have faith in you. This is the attitude that we must have. He said, may you rise up when your kingdom come. Paraphrasing, may you be there. May we be there. May we be alive. May we be that power, that force that transforms society into the kingdom of God, kingdom of God that's in heaven right here, right now on this earth. New Jerusalem comes out of the sky. The science of the waters of melanin, the water melanin of the universe, the water noon, the waters of noon of the universe, that science that Apostle John saw on the throne of the Almighty with jasper and sardine stone and rainbow and emerald and other precious metals. And we went through all of that, plasma and quartz and light and glass, and we went through all of the symbols associated with what Apostle John saw, and saw that the waters of noon from which we all come, the waters of noon from which all precious metals, all the elements come, these waters that the Christ light of the universe, the Atum, transformed those waters into the mass, matter, material universe that we have grown accustomed to today. Sisters and brothers, we must be there for each other. Now, the next reality that is associated with the planet Mercury. Mercury is the ruling planet in the sign of Virgo. The professions of literature and journalism, or anything to do with them. I am thinking once again about how those journalists that were so-called beheaded were journalists that were now turning on the establishment, turning on the system, and were telling the truth of the wickedness of warfare, bloodshed, and the truth of how soldiers are manipulated and maneuvered because of poverty and because of manipulation of mind that may not be mature. And these type of journalists are hated by the establishment, and it was these types that were made an example of. But nevertheless, sisters and brothers, we are in need of a new media. I'm also reminded of another beautiful Caucasian brother that suffered. Gary Webb. There is a movie called Kill the Messenger, based on the journalistic career of Gary Webb. In the 90s, brother Gary Webb, my beautiful Caucasian brother, began to investigate the roots of the cocaine industry, trafficking. And he uncovered that, in his words, the trafficking of cocaine was tied to not just Freeway Ricky Ross of Los Angeles, Southern California. Ricky Ross was just a little teenager, wanted to make it in tennis, wasn't looking to become a drug dealer, but somehow got connected to drug traffickers. And these drug traffickers were connected to Nicaragua. Back to what Gary Webb revealed. Gary Webb said, now the drug trade is connected to Nicaragua, and the drug trade is connected to the Sandinista government being overthrown. Hold it now. The Somoza government being overthrown by the Sandinista government led by Daniel Ortega. And so in the 80s, Ronald Reagan, George Herbert Walker Bush, wanting to overthrow the Sandinista government, created a terrorist organization that was called the Contras. And this idea of the Contras, which in the Spanish means counter, the idea was to counter revolution. The same concept in the United States of North America when the revolution came up, when Marcus Garvey, when Elijah Muhammad, Malcolm X, Dr. King, Black Power Movement, Civil Rights Movement, Human Rights Movement, the counterintelligence program. In Spanish, for the counter, you would say contra. Same mentality. Intelligence community want to counter, want to contra the intellectual revolutionary who will stand up and overthrow the system and allow the people to live and breathe free. So the Sandinista government came into power by overthrowing the Somoza government. Somoza was on the intelligence community payroll, allowed mining corporations, various corporations, to steal the wealth from the masses of the people in Nicaragua. Sandinistas come in the 80s, overthrow Somoza, run him out of the country, implement a quote-unquote socialist, communist-type government where the people are in control of the land, wealth, resources. No doubt education became free. No doubt healthcare became free for all the masses. So now the intelligence community, America, Britain, Israel, the intelligence community create the Contras, a terrorist organization. Remember Oliver North and that whole Iran-Contra scandal tied to trafficking of weapons, trafficking of drugs, using the monies from trafficking of weapons and drugs to finance the Contras, who were created by the intelligence community to overthrow the revolutionary Sandinista government. This was Ronald Reagan. This was George Herbert Walker Bush all through the 80s. So now, during this time, cocaine, crack, devastating urban areas, devastating black communities. People don't know where the stuff come from. Robert Perry in the 80s did some work on this story. But in the 90s, Gary Webb began to investigate and connect this whole thing together. Drugs in America, Nicaraguan drug traffickers out of Nicaragua, Contras trying to overthrow the Sandinista government, made a strategic alliance with the CIA that they could run the drugs through CIA chartered planes, whether it be a commercial airplane company or some private airplane company. Nevertheless, CIA operated, and conveniently, the Nicaraguan drug traffickers would get on the CIA planes, traffic the drugs to America, pick up certain individuals like Freeway Ricky Ross, give Freeway Ricky the best deal on cocaine, and he, being an organizational genius, was able to traffic the drugs on behalf, unbeknownst to him, on behalf of, we would say today, the CIA. Gary Webb said, insofar as the CIA turned a blind eye. Officially, the CIA admitted that they did turn the blind eye to the drug trafficking. Maxine Waters in those days and others began to bring the issue before the masses of the people. Former policemen like, is it Michael Rupert? He's passed away. Was able to call a CIA leader on the carpet and tell him that he knew Michael Rupert, that Michael Rupert himself speaking, he said he knew that the CIA was running the drugs. Now, Gary Webb said so far as he could say that the CIA turned the blind eye. Michael Rupert said, y'all running the drugs. And the CIA leader had nothing of substance to say. So the masses of the people, because of key individuals like Robert Perry, a journalist, like Gary Webb, and so-called a few years ago, so-called Gary Webb, so-called committed suicide by shooting himself in the head twice with a shotgun, which doesn't make too much sense to us. But we are thankful for such journalism and journalists and writers and professionals of literature and journalists. And we call on those who have that specialty to rise up and tell the truth, be intellectual and critical and analytical concerning the system and what is going on. And when we hook up as a nervous system, we will not allow any of us to be ostracized and pushed aside. Gary Webb, who used to work for the San Jose Mercury News, who broke the story of the connection of the CIA with the drugs, with the Nicaraguan drug traffickers, and the attempted overthrow of the Sandinista government in Nicaragua. Gary Webb did this while working for the San Jose Mercury News. And then, at first, Gary Webb was loved by his newspaper, loved by his chief editor. But when the Los Angeles Times turned on the San Jose Mercury News, when other media outlets, major media outlets in major municipalities, major capitals, major cities of the United States of North America turned on the San Jose Mercury News and began to call Gary Webb crazy, a conspiracy theorist, and began to isolate him, denigrate him, ostracize him. Then the San Jose Mercury News turned their backs on Gary Webb and banished him to an outlet in Dublin or somewhere outside of San Francisco, Cupertino, somewhere, and made Gary Webb obsolete. So Gary Webb ceased working for the San Jose Mercury News because he couldn't get the work that he wanted to. He was basically banished by his own newspaper and began to just be a vagabond, you might say, as far as journalism and media and so-called committed suicide. But when we hook this thing up correctly, we will not allow any of us to be ostracized and put aside. The professions of literature, journalism, or anything to do with them, this is associated with the power of Mercury. You see, the attributes that we have are associated with various bodies of the universe. Versatility. To be versatile means you can go with the flow. If things are going one way, you can move that way. If things are going another way, you can move that way. You can move with change. Even though change is constant, change is always moving, we can see sometimes change may leave us behind, you might say. But we have that capacity to move with change and make sure that the change that is occurring is for our benefit and for the benefit of the human family. And the change, when we get into the change, we are able to further facilitate the liberation of the human family. Mercury varies in influence. The chameleon among planets. A chameleon is an animal that can change its form, change its appearance. Look one way one day, look another way another day. Have you ever become acquainted with a human being, friend, that they could change their look so completely that you can hardly recognize them? That type of attribute and talent and characteristic is within all of us. And so we must become versatile, changeable, chameleon-like, on behalf of the Almighty, on behalf of the universe, on behalf of the human family, to facilitate the liberation of the human family. Chaste. I'm back to the signs of the Virgo, and I skipped some words. Hold it now. Other words associated with the Virgo is the word exact. Exact. To be so precise that we are exact about what we know and what we think and who we are. Methodical, having to do with the method. We are so rehearsed in our method that we become methodical, not having to think about the method, that we are so steeped in that the method becomes so natural that it becomes methodical. Whatever profession we endeavor to be in. We must become so exact, so precise, and have our modus operandi so practiced that it becomes methodical. Let's become methodical in the ways of liberation and revolution and in the ways of life through the study of the atom, through the study of Y chromosome proton, through the study of neutron, through the study of X chromosome electron, through the study of mitochondria DNA electron, through the study of E equals MC squared, that we must study the disposition, the spirit, the energy of the universe, and begin to become methodical in implementing the power and authority of life to the human family. Industrious. Industrious is associated with the Virgo, the Virgin. Let me see if I can hit the word industrious and see what we can learn. Industry. Industrious. Industrious is defined as, oh, come on, dictionary, hardworking, dedicated, a problem solver. So in liberation, we want to be hardworking. In liberation, we want to be able to solve our problems spiritually, mentally, morally, physically, economically, politically, ecologically. The power, the attributes, the talents, the characteristics for such reality are alive within all of us. Industrious is also associated with constantly. We must be constant. Not on one day, off another day. This liberation of the human family must be constant, regularly, habitually active or occupied. In order to be good at anything, we must be habitually occupied with that thing. My wife and I are becoming habitual and occupied with Market America, a online business that is similar to other, that which is called networking, but is not similar because Market America deals with the power of the consumer, the power of purchasing power of the consumer, and those who buy into Market America, www.shop.com/Debbie52. Go there, sign in, create an account, email me, I'll send you information. Those who purchase a website with Market America and become distributors with 3,000 partner stores and accrue customers, and those customers begin to purchase, you are able to obtain residual income not based exclusively on other distributors, but based on the customer base of all those distributors that are associated with you. So it's not a competition, but all who are on the same team basically get the same benefit from the same customer base, or the customer base that is strewn through the distributors. And those who were in the business before you, when they receive points based on their customer base, they put those points all the way down at the end so that all may benefit from customer purchasing power. I didn't know and understand that until I began to just take time and be industrious and study the information from Market America. Those of you who are professionals in whatever you are professionals in, you are a professional because you have become exact. You have become methodical, and you are industrious. So we say, let's do that for the liberation of the human family. Let's do that so that we may see the human family absolutely liberated from such wicked, terrible, deplorable system. The next word associated with the Virgin. See, all of this is in the waters of noon. All of this is in the virgin birth, immaculate conception that we all come from. All of us are Christos, firstborn from creation. All of us are from that same substance, material, that is the Christ, the light of the world. And as this word that is an adjective to describe this power that is the firstborn of the Almighty, you and I are being described. This word is descriptive. Christ, Christos, is descriptive of the whole of the universe and all of you and me and us, as we are from that same substance that is born first and works to transform the waters into the mass matter material universe that we have grown accustomed to. We have all of these attributes within us because we are they who are born from immaculate conception and virgin birth, because that original birth spoken of by Job, I believe it's chapter 2 of Job, that womb that he came from, that he went back to, not the physical womb of his physical mother, but the womb of Nanette, the waters of Nun and womb of Nanette, that place where we knew the Almighty, Jeremiah 1 and 5. Before we were formed in the wombs of our mothers, the Almighty knew us, and we knew the Almighty, and we were alive in our pre-incarnate reality, pre-physical incarnate reality, receiving instruction from the Almighty in that original virgin birth, immaculate conception that was brought about by no human being. These attributes are right there. Let's take our last break for this group of sessions, and I will see you on the other side of the break.